Aloha kākou. How are you on this breezy Aloha Friday in Hawaiʻi? I'm Noe Tanigawa. Thank you so much for our time together. In the course of this year, we have followed homeless stories and developments all through this COVID pandemic, and we've learned a lot. The Institute for Human Services, for example, IHS, is Oahu's largest homeless service provider. They handle town and most of Oahu except the North Shore and Waianae side. Last year, IHS found housing for 3,266 people. More than 2,000 people spent time at their various shelters. And this year, they opened 4 medical respite houses. They also run Kahawiki Village with 120 households. There's almost 400 people out there. It's going well, by the way. IHS offers a full range of services: care on the street, emergency shelter, stabilization, housing and employment placement. And Executive Director Connie Mitchell says, as our understanding of homelessness grows, more targeted solutions follow. Still, ultimately, she says, we need more housing.
When it comes to building more places, I think the problem is that a lot of people around wherever they're building will always complain, right? Almost every development of new housing is challenged. The one in Kailua was challenged. The one on River Street, you know, was challenged. That one was for senior housing. The other one was for people who are working. How are we going to house everyone if we do not take the actions that will allow us to make that happen? We're already losing a lot of our young people to the continent. And I think, but for the fact that there's COVID big time on the mainland right now, you know, more people would probably be going there. But I do think that, you know, we're going to lose more people if we don't do this.
How do you see some of this getting done? Through the city, through the state? How?
My philosophy is all hands on deck. The state needs to do its part through their Housing Development Corporation, the HHFDC. We need to definitely set aside a certain amount of money to build more affordable housing. The city has done a credible job of acquisition, you know, acquiring these older buildings maybe and then redoing them so that, you know, they can put the units back into the rental market. And in this last round of the CARES funding, the state's rent relief program, just in the last couple of months, will have helped over 700 households. Just to us, that's just one agency, and we have many agencies that are doing this right now. So I'm just saying there is a need for housing. There is a need for people to stay in housing because we don't want them to become homeless. So I just want to translate that to people because many of these households are many people. So rapid rehousing, we helped about 651 people in those households. Homeless prevention, over 1,000. That's not including the CARES funding, right? On a regular basis, you know, that's how many people we're actually impacting.
Connie, that was what was so crazy about that report, Unsheltered in Honolulu, because it put the numbers behind what you've been describing, which is this amazing number of people getting housed, but not really a change on the street.
Right. Because when we do our point in time count every year, we didn't count the same people on the street. Like, you know, in say like in our East Honolulu area, which is, you know, where we do some of the outreach, I would say that only 20% of the people were people we counted last year. The rest of the people are new people, you know, but I know that that's not the same in every jurisdiction, because when you go to places that are more rural, they're usually probably more of the people that are from that area. But, you know, the area that we cover includes Waikiki, which is very transient, right? So, you know, like 14 years ago when I first started at IHS, there usually were more people in shelters than there were outside on the street. That trend has reversed itself. I think a couple of years ago, we started to see more people on the street. But the good thing is that I think it's evening out again and it's going back in the other direction so that there's more people that are coming into the shelters. And I think they know that when they come into the shelters, they get help and they're able to, you know, get to where they need to go quicker.
Well, have you been able to document an increase on the streets, number of people?
Mm-hmm. I think we're getting a better idea of that. I think for our areas in East Honolulu and the Windward side, we really did not see that much of an increase the last point in time count. And actually this year, we're not doing one because of the COVID situation. it's just too risky, I think, you know, to send people out when we don't know what their COVID status is, you know.
What was your takeaway from the homeless awareness conference we just had? It was huge, actually, you know.
Yeah, it was great because we never had a virtual conference and it really allowed us to reach a lot more people. We never had more than maybe up to 400, but this one was attended by over 1,000 people. We had national speakers, you know, really being able to share with people what the national trends were and whether we were lining up or not.
What was your takeaway on that? Are we lining up with national trends?
I think, you know, the things that were recommended were things that we are moving toward. What was recommended was a focus on chronic homelessness. The other one is, you know, building your housing inventory. And I think one of the things that's really healing is when people start working. And my hope is that we'll be able to connect work with housing. We want to make sure that people really know that when you start to work, it really makes a difference and you will be able to get housing a lot easier, you know, because I also feel like that's going to help our economy. Just developing housing is going to help our economy. We just got to all know that we're all in this together, like they say, you know.
Connie Mitchell, executive director of IHS, says work can be healing.